This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
So Sydney McSprocket's Everyday Items with the support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition.
Oh, hello. It's lovely to see you back. I'm just making the final adjustments to a very special invention of mine. Cat warmers, no less. Now, you'll like this. Now, that wasn't supposed to happen. Never mind. More important matters at hand today. I'm off uptown to buy a present for my wee niece Denise from Dumfries. She's asked for a balloon that plays a tune. Can you believe that? I've a spot of other shopping to do, too. I'm just cutting out some coupons from the newspaper. There's one for 50p, a pack of tea. Mustn't miss out on that. Oh, and here's one for 2 packets of flapjacks. Tremendous bargain. Gosh, there's a lot of them. Now, what I need is a way to keep them all together. I know. A bag. That's just the thing. Well, here's a suitcase. It's a little on the big side for a handful of coupons. It's all I've got, so let's give it a try. Well, I won't lose them, but... Och, no, that's far too heavy. I need an easier way to keep these coupons together. I know. What about a stapler? There, that's done the job. Although, it's going to be rather troublesome to get each coupon out of the pile now they're stapled together. Oh, that's torn it. Quite literally, that coupon's torn in two. What a disaster! That's one less bargain for me. Oh, how immensely provoking. Staplers are a very good invention when you're wanting things to stay together. But there must be a better way of keeping my coupon safe. What I need is a paperclip. Paperclips, of course. They're an invaluable everyday item. You know the sort of thing. They're used to hold sheets of paper together and are usually made of steel wire bent to a looped shape. Now, to find one. Oh, they're quite small, so this could take some time. Let's fire up the patented future scrutineer to hear what he has to say about these handy helpers. Phew. Works up a sweat, I can tell you.
For many hundreds of years, if you wanted to join papers together, you'd use a pin or string. This wasn't always very effective and often damaged the papers or made it hard for them to be quickly released. In the 1880s, designs began to appear for the paperclip.
Now, there are quite a few designs popping up at the same time, so it's quite hard to say who had the idea first.
One of the earliest types was the gem. Introduced in the 1890s, it was easy to identify because it had almost 2 full loops made by the wire.
Oh, that's right. Very much the same as the ones we have today. Extraordinarily simple idea when you look at it. Makes you wonder why no one invented it before.
Until the mid-1800s, it was too complicated to make something like paperclips in large numbers. By the time the gem was invented, there were factories and machines that could easily bend and cut steel wire thousands of times each day.
There must have been trillions made since then, and I can't find a single one. Now, isn't that just typical?
There have been square-shaped paperclips, ones with flat or pointed tops. And these days, you can even get plastic-coated paperclips in a variety of colours, and they're as useful today as ever.
Oh, here we are. I found a lovely paperclip, so now I can clip my coupons together, and I'll not miss out on any of my bargains. Oh, will you look at the clock? It's time for the tea cake. Tutty bye for now, everyone. Now, I wondered if there's any coupons in the paper for tea cakes. I appear to be running dangerously low.
So Sydney McSprocket's Everyday Items with the support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.